Hi there. The word for you today is, be willing to change. In Philippians 4 verse 8 we read, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. If you're not moving closer to your dream, then you may not be tenacious enough in your pursuit of it. The key to greater tenacity is not necessarily working harder at the same things, but being willing to change. You say change what? Three things. Let's look at them. Number one, your thinking. Let me ask you, are you convinced you can't succeed? Do you describe yourself and what you're doing in negative terms? Are you afraid to get started because conditions just don't seem favorable? Do you stop trying to move forward when you don't have the resources you need? If so, you need to change your mindset to break the cycle of negative thinking and become a can-do person. Number two, you need to change your perspective. Question, do you have a short-term mindset? Are you expecting success, say, in days or weeks or months? The greater the assignment, the longer it's likely to take. So recalibrate your expectations and create a more reasonable timetable for yourself. Otherwise, you'll live in frustration and defeat. That's not God's will for you. Paul's desire was, and he spells it out in Acts 20, verse 24, that I may finish my race with joy. God wants you to experience joy in the fulfillment of your goal. And the third thing you may have to change is your ways. How are things going in your personal life and in your home life right now? And are you ready to deal with the habits and hang-ups that stand between you and success? What can you do right now, like today, that'll bring you closer to your dream, no matter how small the progress? Author and publisher Robert Collier says, and I quote, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. So here's the question. Are you willing to change?